Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are on board the Serenity, getting ready for our free diving course here Easter weekend with Martin Stepanek. Now, this is the night before. We are on board this this party boat, just kind of kicking back, relaxing before we hunker down and start our free diving course with Martin. And I got to tell you, there may have been a cocktail or two had. Neil Watson is with me, as well as Mermaid Tony. Neil, how are you holding up?
Oh, dude, I'm so fine. You are Greg the Dive Master. I'm Neil Watson, and you are not.
This is true. It's good to be you, Neil, yeah. Isn't it?
You know what? When I die and get reincarnated, I want to be Neil Watson.
Yes, me too. How ironic we have that
cool,
in common.
Man. I don't know if the world can handle two.
Well, this is true. There's no doubt about that. If you've heard Scuba Radio in the past at all, you know that Neil Watson is the man every guy on the planet would like to be, for sure. Now, matter of fact, you know, you told a story earlier on the boat here this evening that we got to share, Neil. And, you know, I thought I'd heard it all, but you were talking about Cozumel, I believe, in Mexico, where they used to do a dive event called Splash, right? And you would go to this event. This is before Scuba Radio was born 14 years ago. And you would go to this event as one of the diving celebrities, as you do today. However, back in the day, this was quite, I don't know, quite a an event from the standpoint of drinking and partying with the dive god or whatever, right?
It was the dive event. You know, I mean, I did the drip thing, which was like incredible.
Yeah, well, the divers really intoxicated party.
Yes.
Dive retailers industry party, but we changed it.
Splash was incredible. Barbie Cano Tour did this thing at Club Cozumel or Scuba Cozumel.
Right.
And every year it was like 3 weeks, a weekly event that one week they would invite me down as the guest celebrity.
Yeah.
And they would have these different parties and functions that I would judge. And they would have the bikini contest, the toga party. The bikini contest rocked because the girls and guys would do bikinis, but they had to make their own bikinis and they couldn't use cloth.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, that's streamlined. That's a diver friendly, isn't it?
Yes, it was diver friendly. Very green at the time. Unfortunately, girls came out in saran wrap and shaving cream, but the winner of the contest that I judged, the guy came out with a dead chicken.
A dead chicken.
A dead chicken.
Covering his nether regions.
Covering the dead chicken.
Right. Wow.
Yes, it was. And then they had the toga contest, which I could not enter because I was a professional.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means.
They had some really great toga contests. I would have won because I had this incredibly cool toga. You know,
right.
I cut up a sheet from the room and whatever, which they're still billing me for, and this was 20 years ago. And it had I had a strap on, what would you call a
chicken.
Well,
a dead chicken.
It wasn't a dead chicken.
The family listeners right now. Let's call it a dead chicken.
Anemone. Anemone. What is that?
Anemone. Yeah, the male anemone.
Okay. It was like a penis strapped to my leg.
Okay. All right.
That extended beyond the toga.
Oh. It was a prop. Well, let's tell
everybody that.
Okay, right.
I pretended that it wasn't.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. I think we get the picture. Unfortunately.
Okay.
So you did this as your toga costume, and you won an award
I didn't win because I cooked dinner because I'm a professional.
Right, okay.
No, I had to judge, but I kind of set a standard.
All right, you set the bar this high. What you want to do. If you want to win, you need to have a dead chicken hanging from below your toga, and you might win some extra points with the ladies, I'm guessing, in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But, you know, Walt DeMartini was here, and what he was saying was that after that night of debauchery or whatever happened, you actually were taken home by the local police department. The Popo took you home. What happened?
Well, I was actually out at Carlos and Charlie.
Carlos and Charlie's in Cozumel, right?
Oh, yes, and I did a T-shirt exchange with a girl because she liked mine and I liked hers. And
God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I was Mia Watson. Oh, my God.
Fine.
All right, so you did that, and
So we're walking across the street. I'm starving. I had Mrs. Coca-Cola and some young maiden from wherever. So I was starving, and I went to, like, this little pizza place or, you know, like one of these roadside things for tacos or something.
Right.
So I asked for some tacos. I paid the guy, and it was like 10 times more than the tacos would have cost. And he didn't give me my money back. So I was really kind of like upset. So there was a police car right there. So I went over there. I said, look, man. I said, look, these guys really ripped me off. I don't care about the money. Just go over and get my money. Keep it. I don't care. So he went over. He started screaming at this guy, and he started, like, throwing money around. So he came back, and he said, Senor, I got your money. I got your money. I said, this is fantastic. I said, you know what? You know, me and the ladies are going to, like, do a little bar hopping. You're just kind of hanging here. How would you feel about taking us around? He said, sure. So we go hit some bars and stuff in the cop car. So they take us back to the hotel. So the manager of the hotel, or the organizer of this whole bit, comes running out, sees in the back of the cop car, comes running out. Oh, my God, what happened? Well, what's the problem? Whatever. So we jumped out. There's no problem. So this little policeman says, Mr. Neal, what time I pick you up tomorrow?
Nice. So you made friends with the police department. They ended up being your taxi service in Cozumel.
Nice. You know, yeah. No, this was, you know, somebody has to come up. I mean, it's got to be me. I have to come up with another spot.
Yes, well, no doubt. And if anybody's going to do it, it is Neil, because he has plenty of experience doing this type of thing. But, you know, that's a new story that I had not heard from the dive god himself, Neil Watson.
Well,
the fact that the police department...
There's so many. You're a child. There's so many stories, dude.
This is true. There's so much. I am trying to soak in as much as I can, Neil. I am.
Yeah, how old are you, Greg?
29.
How old are you, Greg?
29. Tony, back me up.
29.
Okay, 29. That's what she said.
Well, dude, you've had a hard life for 29.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you for that support. But I know if anybody is going to recreate that magic that you did back in the day in Mexico, it is the world-renowned Neil Watson for sure. It blows me away because every time I hang out with Neil Watson, I always come across another story, and that was another one that I had not heard to date. And hopefully now the world knows that we've captured this magical moment where you actually got the police in Cozumel to act as your taxi service.
How many weeks is in 50 years?
Like four? I don't know.
That's how many stories you have, dude.
Okay, at least, for sure. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell that means. But it doesn't really matter, because we're in Fort Lauderdale hanging out, having a good time, right, Neil?
Oh, this is so incredible. I mean, we're the rich people. We're up on this, like, really cool yacht looking down at the peasants, having a good time, you know, as peasants do.
Yes, but spit on you! Yeah,
you know, but you know, the reality is this is where we should be. I mean, we're above all that.
We're nobility or something, yes, or yeah, what is it?
Right? I have no business being down there with those people.
That's right. You don't want to mingle with the common folk.
Well,
is what you're saying.
I will. I mean, I love them to death, but I need to be up here.
Yeah, is that true? Tony, how do you feel about all this stuff?
I think this has been a wonderful evening. It's always a great time when you're hanging out here with Neil and Walt and everyone else. We've got Martin Stepanek.
Yeah, it really isn't a bad gig if you can get away with it. Hey, coming up next, Pierre Cousteau, the son of Jacques Cousteau. We recorded an interview with him from New Jersey when we were up there for Beneath the Sea. That's coming up next, and then we're back in Fort Lauderdale. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Mr. Hammond, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble. Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. Over the main valves and main fins.
Aye, sir. Passing the word.
I want to feel alive, knowing to drive, so I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
That's bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we're doing extended coverage from Beneath the Sea. I'm here with Mermaid Tony. And here at the show this year, I know there's a big contingency of Cousteaus that have invaded New Jersey. And we have Pierre Cousteau. Now, you are the son of Jacques Cousteau?
That's right. I'm the son of Jacques Cousteau.
Now, you seem so young, Pierre, because I wouldn't have thought. I mean, I've talked to Jean-Michel. We've talked to many of the Cousteaus. Obviously, we we haven't crossed paths. You've heard about us, I'm guessing, from your other siblings, and they said avoid these guys like the plague. Is that the deal?
No, actually, I've just been, I'm pretty recent in the scuba world. I was in the space business for most of my life, and I changed to the oceans just a year and a half ago, so just starting now with the Acousta Diver program.
Nice. Okay, so you've been focused on space exploration. That was your thing, at least initially, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I was looking for the origins of life and extraterrestrial life, so looking around for ET rather than looking for some fish underwater.
Okay, did you find any, by the way? I need to ask you.
I could tell you that, but I have to kill you.
Really? Well, okay. Well, hey, what about mermaids? Have you ever found a mermaid? You know, you saw them when you walked in here with the show, Mermaid Tony. What do you think of that?
Yeah, Mermaid Tony is very beautiful, and I really like her toenails.
Yeah, she traded her fins in, or sold her soul as a sea witch, so she could walk around and chase young guys like you. You know what I'm saying?
Mermaids are the extraterrestrials of the underwater world.
Okay, maybe that's true. You got something new to explore.
That's right, and when you go deep enough, you find some creatures that it would look like they come right from outer space, and I'm not surprised that this mermaid is from outer space as well.
Yeah, well, she is. She's kind of spacey.
Yeah.
So you're here at Beneath the Sea, so is this one of your first exploits into the dive industry as far as you know, consumer dive shows or what?
The second time I've been to Beneath the Sea, and with the Acousta Diver program that I just launched, I've been going around all the dive shows in Europe, and I'm pretty much doing every dive show in the world this year to announce the program and to recruit divers to become actively involved in protecting the underwater world.
Okay, just protecting the underwater world or going to try to find mermaids?
You got a little of both.
A little of both. You'll mix that part in, I'm guessing. Okay, so tell us about this. What does that entail to become part of this Cousteau underwater diver? What's the official title?
It's Cousteau Divers, CousteauDivers.org. And basically, when you become a Cousteau diver, you become an active agent of the study and protection of the underwater world.
Excellent.
So you do that by different ways, by sharing your photos. When you do that, it allows us to see the evolution of the health of the oceans, and by taking a very simple survey underwater, and by that allows us to monitor, to have a diagnosis of the health of the oceans in near real time.
Now, are you interfacing with a lot of the governments, just like your other siblings? I know Jean-Michel talks to presidents all the time, and being that you are a Cousteau, you guys have like a little bit of credibility with a lot of governments and regulatory agencies around the world, and when you bring something to the forefront, they tend to listen to more to you than some schlub like me. You hear what I'm saying?
Sure, a lot of people listen to you.
Well, I pay them. Thanks, Mom and Dad, by the way. They're listening.
Actually, yeah, you know, my father, he was very well listened by all the heads of states in his time. And I've joined the Cousteau Society, which is the organization that he created in the 70s to continue his work. And today, as an employee of that Cousteau Society, I go around as an ambassador of his legacy. And I am brought up to talk to some heads of state. I was with the president of Chile just a couple months ago. Kicking it with the president. No, I was actually asking him to, you know, make a serious effort on marine conservation and, you know, to place a vision of sustainability in his country. And it's an amazing opportunity, and I think it's a very big responsibility as well to have that name and to carry it the way it should be carried.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I've talked to a few of your friends and family, and you guys have a good time. You hear what I'm saying? Every Cousteau I've met is quite entertaining when we get them a beer in them or two. You know what I'm saying? Is that just kind of run through the veins type of deal there?
Yeah, where are the beers?
Yeah, exactly. But they immediately change gears when it's time to take care of business, when it's like giving a presentation. I mean, when Jean-Michel speaks, when some of your other family speaks. I mean, it's pretty, you guys really love this stuff, and you can tell it's not just some name. You really are following the legacy of your dad, right?
Well, you got to love what you do. I'm sure that's the case for you.
Yes, it is. I force myself to bring mermaids with us and share the joy of diving and stuff. It's just what we do, right?
That's just too hard, man.
Yes. By the way, once again, the website, if you want to become a part of the Cousteau Divers, is?
CousteauDivers.org.
Easy enough. All right. But where do you like to dive? You live in, what, Paris? Is that what you said?
I live in France. I've always lived in France. And diving in France is mostly in the Mediterranean. And there's some very nice spots there in marine protected areas. I love to dive in the Red Sea. I love to dive in the Caribbean. I love to dive anywhere, even a swimming pool.
No, there you go. So you're easy. You're
I'm
just
easy.
Like every other diver.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're on a charter. starter boat and you start talking to your, you know, the other people on the boat, do you kind of lay low with the Cousteau name, or where do you prefer to say, hey, I am a Cousteau, you better follow me?
Yeah, no, I like to keep a low profile. I hide behind my red hat.
Yes, exactly.
It's the best disguise I've found so far. I like to lay low because once people know your name, once people know who you are and they recognize you, yeah, that kind of tends to change the relationship they have right up front with you. So I like to see genuine things, and I like to talk with people before I tell them who I am, so I see and get a feel.
I have the same problem, but I don't think it's the same as yours, because when they find out who I am, they run. You hear what I'm saying? I'm sure it would be a different ball game. But yeah, I wish you the best with your endeavors. We'll definitely follow and see what we can do to spread the word of your dad's legacy and the good works that you guys continue to do. That's good stuff. Maybe we can go diving together. You want to go dive with me and the mermaids?
I'll be very happy to go diving with Tony anytime.
I'm going to ask this question for Tony, because I know she's thinking this. Are you married, hitched up, what's the deal, you know, all that kind of stuff?
It's complicated.
It's okay, fair enough. Will that work for you, Tony?
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, thanks, Pierre, and good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, so Justin, who is here, he is Mermaid Tony's better half, and Justin, I got to ask you, are you a little concerned about this whole Pierre connection that Tony seemed to make with this Cousteau member, or what?
No, I'm not concerned about that, but right now she's sitting next to Neil Watson, who I know she's got a little bit of a crush on, so I'm a little bit more concerned with that.
Yes, so Neil Watson, the dive god, is sitting next to Mermaid Tony here in Fort Lauderdale right now, and you heard, he's a little concerned. Should he be, Neil?
Absolutely not. You know, if in the throes of passion she starts screaming, O'Neill, 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 it's a wetsuit.
That's a wetsuit, of course. That's a perfect out. Tony?
I just want to know why I'm never the better half whenever you introduce Justin.
Well, I mean, it's just, I'm just saying that you're a mermaid, and, you know, Justin is Justin, and you know, we know you because of the radio show, and, I mean, we know who's the better half, right, Justin?
Right. Well, after this weekend, when I beat her in both disciplines of freediving, the static and the depth, will know that I am the better half.
Well, there you go. The chair, the gauntlet has been thrown, ladies and gentlemen. We'll find out how this ends coming up next. Stay close. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are on the boat, the Serenity, the party boat for South Florida Diving Headquarters. You can come down and book this thing on your surface interval in between diving in Fort Lauderdale with South Florida Diving Headquarters. Go to southfloridadiving.com. Now, we are basically hanging out the evening before our free diving class with Neil Watson. Of course, I have Mermaid Tony, or better half, Justin. And we just basically figured out that that Neil Watson is well, he's the man. And who could possibly tame the famous dive god? And there is a person on this planet that has done just that, and her name is Hilza. Hilza is with us right now. Hilza, how you doing?
I'm good.
You're feeling fine, are you?
Oh, I'm feeling really, really good right now.
You know what every woman on the planet wants to know right now is, how have you done it? How have you been able to tame the dive god?
You just didn't have to do anything. I mean, there is nothing really mysterious about him. You just don't have to dive. That's basically it.
All right, just don't, you know, dive.
Dive, and then you got the dive god in your pocket. It's an easy thing to do. It's basically it. Right?
It's just a matter of working his weaker element.
Absolutely. You know, he just...
Exploiting the weakness of, it's like his Achilles heel. If it's not about diving,
no weakness. That's my weapon. I don't know explaining anything.
Yeah.
So, but
your
with
secret.
That said, my secret is not. I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna make it popular. But the thing is that he will kill me if I say that. In the air. But I will anyway. you know, he is the sweetest, kind, loving. And there is really nothing to do about a dive god about him. He's just a very... He's just Neil Watson, and he's, you know what? I'm the luckiest woman because he is my Neil Watson, and I think there is very few one of, like, maybe women that to know that. I think I'm the lucky one because I got him.
You know, I think
I got the boy.
You know what? I think I'm going to cry.
Yeah. But Neil, tear in your eye.
Neil, any comment there?
Ow.
You
ruined it for me. I'm the Macho Man.
The whole facade has been wiped away in one full swoop here on Scuba Radio.
Talk about being emasculated.
It's the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Your heart is free. Have the courage to follow up.
I want to glide down through the open ocean. It's going to feel like a dream where I can fly. I will be wearing hardly next to nothing. Gonna leave the scuba world for a while. Now I'm free.
Like the song, don't you, Tony?
Oh, you ruined so many songs for me, Greg. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, I do what I do, you know, and it's part of the whole experience of doing this freediving course. I'm totally going to smoke Tony as far as when it comes to depth and breath hold. Neil, what do you think?
Dude, I'm sorry. I think she's going to smoke you.
What? Really? Why? Why are you giving her the edge over me? I think I can do this.
It's probably the roofie I put in your drink.
It's probably the roofie you put in my drink.
Yeah.
You are looking very attractive right now for an older man.
Stays in Pompano.
Okay, yes, we are in Pompano Beach, Florida here, getting ready for our freediving course.
However it turns out, you know, contact Tony and I in Tierra del Fuego and tell how it went.
Okay, I don't know what that means exactly, but maybe we don't want to know. I don't know. But it's a good thing. Freedivinginstructors.com, right, Martin? That's the website you want to go to if you want to go through this freediving course that we're going to start tomorrow, correct?
That's correct. You want to try it, that's where you want to go, freedivinginstructors.com.
And you can take any slub like me. Now, you look at me, and let's set the bar. Like, what is the minimum threshold that most people complete after this? Is it 60 feet or 66 feet depth-wise or what?
Greg, you're pretty much the bottom of the bar.
Well, thank you. Well, that's why I'm trying to...
Whatever comes out of this weekend is going to set...
Be the new low?
That's going to be Martin's the panic. That's going to be that if we can do this, we can do anything. So whatever. We're gonna see how you do.
All right. So, yeah, is there a bell curve here, I guess, Martin? What is the story?
Greg curve.
Yes.
That's what it's going
to
be called.
What is the minimum that you hope to achieve with somebody like me?
Actually, I'm not really shooting for the numbers with my students. It's more for the skills that they should gather and the knowledge. You know, everybody free dives for different reasons. Some people just don't want to go deep.
All right, I just want to beat Mermaid Tony and Justin. So that's my only thing.
Why does this have to be a competition, Greg? Why can't we all just get along and just all become better free divers for ourselves?
That is such a load of crap, what she just said right there, because she just punched me saying that she's going to beat me.
You're going down.
Yeah, see? So when you turn it into a competition, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, if you're into competing, then I guess it is.
Okay, well, exactly. And that he's the true competitor. He's the top of the free diving profession. But what do you think? What can I expect to be able to do after this level one free diving course, seriously?
Well, I never seen you in a water, so it's really hard to tell. From what
Well, look at me. I mean, I'm like the epitome of health. And okay, everybody laughs when I say that. What's going on there, Captain Cocktail? I don't get this.
Well, you being Lobster Boy, too, and that was a self-appointed crown you put on yourself, so I don't think this is going to be the Greg, the freediving champion, either. My money, I'm going to go with Justin, man. He's a sleeper in this whole thing. I'm going to go with Justin. Vegas odds on Justin are good, man.
All right, you know, the lack of support will only motivate me. You hear what I'm saying, Martin? So I know you haven't seen me dive, but let's assume that I'm an average diver. What can I expect to do after this course?
I think if you're the average diver and you won't have problems with equalizations because you drank way too much today and you go
no, never.
Tomorrow, I think you should be ending up somewhere between, you know, 50, 66 feet, something like that.
Okay, 50, 60 feet, that'd be sweet. And how many minutes? Do you put a time on that too? Like, should I be able to do like a couple minute free dive or a minute and a half or what?
Again, considering the amount of alcohol you have drunk tonight, I think you're going to end
That's
up between
not fair.
Two to
So they don't have negative free dives. You hear what I'm saying there, Captain
yeah,
Cocktail?
Let's clarify.
And I'm speaking from the thing of Liquor
right.
Boy
let's
right
clarify
now.
Clarify the 50 to 60 feet. Is that 25 and 25? Is that 50? Now, I might go with that, but if you're talking 50 and 50 up, no way.
Okay, Greg.
Yes.
After this event, I would like to hire you to clean my pool. It's 8 feet at the deep end, and I think it's going to take you all day. Now, I think Tony's going to kick your butt.
No. Why is everybody always ganging up on me? I think I can take
her. We're not. You're just, like, incompetent. I mean, you're just like...
I love you, Neil. You know,
it's this kind of support that I've gotten over the 14-year history of Scuba Radio that has put us over the top here for this little show.
I'm going to peg you at 56 feet and Tony at 65.
Really? What do you think, Tony? What do you think you're going to do? Go ahead and make a prediction.
I agree completely 100% with Neil Watson.
Oh, brother, that's so wrong. That's just too wrong.
It makes no difference. I'm going to kill him.
Okay. So Neil's going to take out Mermaid Tony's boyfriend, and I guess that's all that matters.
You know, before we got like an hour and a half. We're on the intercoastal. The boat is running. So that's not an issue. He's history.
Nice. So, Martin, have you ever taken a crew like this before? And try to send them through your course, or are we totally bastardizing your whole program?
I think you're pretty much getting to the top of what I ever seen.
Yes. No, I don't know if that's this good or bad.
No, this is Martin's. This is his biggest challenge. If he can accomplish anything with you, this guy can take a slug from Tierra del Fuego and take him 200 feet. So your challenge is 50 feet. And then this guy's, I'm going to invest in his company because he'll be a billionaire.
Well, thank you, I think. I'm not sure.
No, I love
Is that
you,
a compliment? Or?
I love you, Greg, but I've seen you in the water. It's scary.
Okay. Nice. Well, you know, we are going to do this, and I tell you, I think I'm going to do better than Mermaid Tony. I think I'm going to do better than Neil thinks I'm going to do. I'm really into this. I've always wanted to do this freediving thing. I know Captain Cocktail has wanted to do this before, too. What's held you back there, buddy? Come on, Jeff.
Better sense.
Better sense? What do you mean?
I hang out with you. I know better. No, I've got to get in shape first. I got a little, my wetsuit doesn't fit anymore. It shrunk on me.
Yeah.
So I got to get in a little better shape first.
They shrink after a certain amount of years, don't they?
It's a new phenomenon. Neoprene only in the middle, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's something that you can do here in Pompano Beach. You use South Florida Diving Headquarters boats. They can go to freedivinginstructors.com and then come down here and do some stuff. And this would be a great thing to do, kind of mix it up with some diving and freediving at the same time, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. And Martin and I are going to put some things together. So if they want to freedive the wrecks once they're certified and they're going on to another level, we're going to put some wrecks together that they can freedive and have some opportunities for freedivers. And traditionally, we've pretty much pandered to divers, but the market's changing. A lot of people are interested in, even divers are getting back into freediving where their roots were. So it's a very interesting time right now, and I think Martin's got a handle on it. And not only that, with his interaction, he's got an animal interaction where he teaches you how to interact with animals and body language and everything, and that's a whole nother realm that people can get into.
Well, I think it is cool, the whole free diving thing. It does make you a better diver. And, Martin, I got to ask you, too, what's on the horizon for you? I mean, you already got like a dozen records when free diving. I mean, do you have anything on the horizon that you're shooting for on a personal level yourself or what?
When you look at the competitive part of this this sport that I do, yes, I'm actually training for the new world record that I would like to attempt in late October of this year.
And what would that be? How deep are we talking about on a breath hold?
The current world record is now 124 meters, which is about 406 or 408 feet.
So holy crap.
I would like to add a couple feet to it.
Yes, just a couple feet. Neil?
Oh, my God. 1968, I broke the world's depth record on scuba, compressed air, 437 feet. Never dreaming anybody could break that record holding
without a tank.
Without a tank.
Yeah.
You know. But it's a whole different physiology and whatever. But, I mean, that is so amazing. And, I mean, Martin is such an amazing guy. And, you know, this opens such a world of new experiences and competitive sports and whatever, and I'm going to take this course.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, we got an interview with our friends from Tobago next, and we're back in Fort Lauderdale to finish off the big show today. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master's sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring. Hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Deborah Hill. A lot of people call me the Scuba Shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's Craig, the Dive Master, someone I'd certify as, absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
Crazy, crazy, baby. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. On the line is Big Dougie, or Big Dougie, I don't, either one. He is the president of the Dive Association in Tobago. Welcome to Scuba Radio, Dougie. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. I'm great.
You're by the water, it sounds like.
Well, no, I'm actually at home, but, you know, it's Tobago, so regardless of where you're at, you're close to the water.
Exactly. That's a good thing. That's a good thing indeed. Now, I have not been to Tobago, Dougie. We're coming over there for the Underwater Dive Carnival. I cannot wait in May. It also happens to be my birthday that week. Did you hear about this as well or no?
Oh, no. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
But I know I'm excited to have you. We're going to have to give you a Tobago birthday warming up, man.
Oh, really? Okay.
Tobago style.
Oh, I love it. I like the way you talk, my friend. Now, as part of my birthday, I'm bringing mermaids to the island. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about the moment. I saw them in some of the shows in the Beneath the Sea show. They were at the Beneath the Sea show this year.
Right.
And the Demon show, yeah?
Do you think Tobago is ready for this?
We're preparing for them. I hope you're ready.
Well, I have no doubt it'll create quite a stir in Tobago, as it does everywhere we take them.
Right.
But it's going to be a party just the same. Now, I hear that Tobago is the place to just go and have a great time. It's the birthplace of the steel pans.
That's right.
I have a feeling music is going on nonstop. But tell me about the diving. What can we expect when we go down to Tobago and do some diving in May?
Well, Tobago has a variety of dives. You can, as a novice diver, you can have very calm, relatively shallow dives. Or if you're a hardcore diver that wants a little bit more of a challenge, you have deep dives, extreme drifts. On the south side of the island, we have our signature dive, the Maverick, which is a 200-foot long wreck dive. And it is diver-friendly, which means that you can access, you can penetrate. It has a lot of growth, a lot of fish, especially around this time of the year. So it's great. On the north side of the island, it's a fantastic, pristine reef, relatively clear waters. The soft coral of all sorts of color. I mean, Tobago, especially on the north side of the island, is probably the best diving in the region. So you guys come down and enjoy what we have.
Well, we're looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no doubt. Now, so the Wreck and the Maverick sounds like a signature dive.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the reefs. Now, is there walls there, too, surrounding the island or no?
No. Most of the island are fringing reefs, and you have a gentle slope. But on the Caribbean side, the reefs are really close to shore. So they're very accessible. I mean, most of the dives are boat dives. But you have short wall dives on the Caribbean side of the island. When you go further up to the north side, it gets a little bit deeper. I think the deepest wall dive we have is going to be at Sisters. And Sisters, I don't know if you've heard of the Sisters Rock. That's where we see the hammerheads. We see hammerheads cooling there all the time, 14-foot-long hammerheads.
Excellent.
And fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Mermaid-friendly.
They're mermaid-friendly. I mean, those mermaids, they don't have to worry about the hammerheads. They have to worry about the guys down here.
They got to worry about sharks in the water and sharks on land in Tobago, is what you're saying.
That's right. That's a lot.
I love it.
I want them to bring a merman suit for me, and I'll wait.
You want to do the merman thing? Okay, we can make that happen.
Yeah, I'll do the merman thing.
All right. See, you know, they're a little bit more liberal down there in Tobago. God bless them. So we will cater to your request there, Big Dougie, for sure. Now, the name of your specific dive operation is what there in Tobago?
My dive operation is called Frontier Diver. It's a timeshare resort, the only timeshare resort on the island. A timeshare resort called Sandy Point Beach Club. And we get almost 90% American. So I get people from New York. I get people from Chicago, I get people from, I mean, all over the place you get. But most of the time I deal with it, you got your brothers and sisters up there.
Yes, I love it.
Although we get direct flights from Europe for years, we've recently had a flight put on from Caribbean Airlines from New York. And that happens on every Sunday. So from New York, you can jump from New York straight to Tobago. You don't have to go to Trinidad. You come straight to Tobago. You spend a week, you hop on your flight, you come, go back to New York.
Excellent.
And we're excited about that.
We're flying in through Miami, but it sounds like you guys have a nice little airlift to the islands as well.
Yeah, yeah. We hope that we get some more, you know.
More the merrier. It just sounds like a party for sure. Now, the Tobago Underwater Dive Carnival is happening May 16th to the 23rd.
Yeah.
You can get in on this by going to TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com.
That's right.
That's TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com.
That's right.
Go to that website, and you can find out about Big Dougie and the entire dive association down there in Tobago, and join us in May. I can't wait, Dougie. I hope you're ready, man.
I'm ready. I can't wait to see you, man. I can't wait to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. I've heard about the good work you've been putting in for diving all over the world. I mean, that's fantastic work you're doing. And I'm going to make sure that you enjoy your birthday down here.
Well, I appreciate that. But everything you've heard about me, maybe I should just say right now, I'm sorry. I'm not nearly as bad as they say. Trust me, okay?
I hope you're a little bit worse.
Yeah, and I'm bringing mermaids to kind of offset the negative, okay? Yeah, you take the good with the bad, my friend.
Good man.
All right, thank you so much, buddy. We'll see you in May.
Thank you, and I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, you know, I can't wait to go to Tobago there in May for my birthday. It's going to be quite an adventure. But first, we got to do this freediving adventure, and I got to kick Mermaid Tony's ace, as well as her better half, Justin. I think I'm going to go deeper, and I'm going to hold my breath longer, thanks to Martin Stepanek. Freedivinginstructors.com. Go there, and you can book it. Martin, you ready for this?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that will do it. All right. For Mermaid Tony, Justin, myself, Captain Cocktail Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Till next week, remember, it's always better where, Tony?
Down where it's wetter.
Good free diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.